Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Do you have everything you want for our story today? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. Feel your hands warm. You are holding a ball of energy. Slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax and think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. That love pours into the ball in your hands. The energy ball grows warmer and bigger as you fill it with love. Bring the ball of energy to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart feels happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of love, warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands out as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again. Then towards each other. Feel the energy ball warming. Relax as you hold the ball. Again, think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hand. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Now picture the ones you love, your family, your friends, animals, your school, your town, your country, or the earth. And hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart. Let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone! I hope you are tucked in, nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready. to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is A Train Ride. The door slid open with a whoosh. Emily and Billy stepped aboard the sparkling train. Their heads turned as they took note of every little detail. Emily had already pointed out the dark blue solar paint on the train twinkling like the stars in the night sky. Billy smiled at his little sister and asked, "Where should we sit?" "How about right here?" she said, enthusiastically pointing to a seat about halfway through the train. Then she bowed and motioned for her brother to sit by the window. "Thanks, Emily, but you're shorter than me. So if you sit by the window, both of us will be able to see," Billy said. "Okay," Emily said, and slid into her spot. Their parents smiled knowingly at each other and sat down in the seat behind them. Then the train slowly began to roll forward. "We're moving," Emily exclaimed. "Look, we're going up to the elevated tracks," Billy said. "I'm so excited. I better take some deep dragon breaths," Emily said. "Me too," Billy said. And with that, they both took a deep breath in and out. "How are you?" Billy asked his little sister. She squealed with excitement. "I need another dragon breath." "Okay, me too," Billy said through a gigantic smile. And they both took a deep breath in and out. There was a giggle from their parents as Emily asked her brother, "Are you ready now?" "Let's take one more deep dragon breath," he suggested. And they did. "That's better," Emily said, still smiling widely. "Oh, look outside. The forest is beautiful." It was. The needles on the fir trees fluttered as the train passed. Emily could see sunshine streaming through the branches of the trees, decorating the ground like a lace tablecloth. "I think we're going into another land," Emily said. There were no more oak trees and just a few fir trees. A new type of tree came into view, surrounded by lots of sand. Billy looked over her shoulder and said, "It's the beach. Look at the palm trees, the waves, and the sand." The train began to slow down for its stop at the beach. "I like how the water rolls up onto the sand and washes it flat," Emily said as they waited for the train to start rolling again. "Me too," Billy said. "Do you see that blue penguin?"
"I didn't know penguins could be blue," Emily said.
"Oh, they're funny. Watch."
Billy looked out the window over his sister's shoulder and saw what she was talking about. The little blue penguins were playing in the water. At first, the penguins relaxed, floating on the water and rocking with the waves, back and forth, back and forth. Then suddenly, they would dive under the surface only to pop up in another spot. Emily and Billy giggled at the antics of the little blue penguins. Despite her excitement for the train ride, Emily felt herself relax as she watched the waves roll in and out from the beach. The smooth sand the water left looked soft as velvet. There was something about the peace and calmness of the beach. Slowly, the train began to move forward once again. As Billy and Emily watched, the palm trees began to fade away into the distance,
and fir trees returned along with oaks, maples, and willows. They were back in a small section of the forest. Before long, Emily and Billy saw houses and cars. Their stop was coming up soon. Billy could tell because the train had begun slowing once more. "Oh no, the ride's almost over," Emily said.
"Can we go for another train ride?"
Billy turned around and asked his parents. They smiled and said, "Another day."
"Yay!" Emily said.
The doors of the train opened again with a whoosh. Billy, Emily, and their parents stepped off the train.
"That was fun," Billy and Emily said together.
All the way home, they talked about what they had seen. The penguins, the trees, and the waves. They talked about the train all through dinner, the sparkling solar paint, the quiet engine, and the elevated tracks. After dinner, Billy and Emily yawned. The excitement of the day had worn them out. It was time to get ready for bed. Billy stretched and went to his room. Emily stretched and hopped into bed. She nestled into her fluffy pillow, feeling cozy and warm, and thought of all she had to be grateful for. Emily was grateful for the train ride with her family. She was happy to have seen the forest and the beach. Right now, Emily was thankful for her comfy bed. Emily closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful night. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Emily took another dragon breath, calming her body in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted. And Emily fell asleep, imagining the waves rolling onto the beach and wiping the sand clean. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.